I hope I can do this without breaking down. I didn't even know that they were going to be here. This is darling. And this is the mother of Wilda. This is Wilkins, the father. We've been praying. Big sister, brother. How old is she now?
She's 2 months. She's going to be 3 months on the 25th.
3 months on the 25th. When we first got the report, there was probably, I don't know what the percentage would have been. Very little in her making it. Very little. There were several texts, as I told you, that I would get. And darling would say, they've told me to come down and hold her as she passes away. I can't talk. We fought. We fought together. We called and spoke life over her several times a day sometimes. She made it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Would you like to say anything? I think you need just to say something. Just tell us a little bit about the experience. Stand right here where the camera can see you.
Hello, everyone. And I would like to tell everyone, thank you so much, so, so much, because it's been a battle, and God has really been there for me, really. You guys as well, your prayers, everybody's prayers, Pastor, Miss Candy, you know, and it really touched me because I don't come to church all the time, you understand, but I do have a relationship with God. But, you know, he showed me that regardless, he's there for me. He loves me, and he didn't let me go. And I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody. And I appreciate Pastor Brock and Mrs. Candy for their time, their texts. Sometimes I tell him, you know, I don't like to bother too much because I'm not here every Sunday. I'm not here every Wednesday like I should be. And he's like, it doesn't matter. He'll text me, what's the update? Let me know what's going on with Wilda. And I appreciate that so much. And I thank you guys. Then I couldn't do it without you guys because there's been times I felt like I was going to go, you know. But I thank you guys so much, so, so much, so, so much. And thank you. Thank you. That's all I can
say. All right. You can take her or we'll keep her. There were photograph after photograph of so many different, you may be seated, tubes for the first month or so. It just looked in the natural impossible, so impossible. A long list, bleeding on the brain, all kinds of, it just, it teaches us one thing. It teaches us to never give up and keep fighting. Thank God for the doctors. Thank God for the doctors. But this was one that the doctors were saying, we're going to lose her. So there was supernatural. And I'll just bet you there was a witness among some of those nurses and doctors that probably thought this is. Some of them didn't believe in God and now they do. Hallelujah. So I can believe that. So what a great surprise. This is Carl's sister. Yeah. We love darling. We like Carl, but we love darling. Carl's one of our main men. Hallelujah. I just can't help it. I have to get you to stand up again and lift your hands and magnify God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We pray now for that other little baby that we've just recently prayed for with that symptomatic birth defect. In Jesus' name, all things are possible. They got a confirmation this week from the university that it was diagnosed correctly from the beginning. So usually these types of little ones don't live past birth. And if they do, they never make it past 2 years old. But Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we extend our faith and we command in the name of Jesus, the same God that touched this little one is more than able to touch that little one. So in the name of Jesus, we command the DNA change now. The process to turn even in the womb in the name of Jesus. And the power. God. Your power. Extended to that little one who has an inheritance. Who has an inheritance. In Jesus' name. Be changed in the womb now. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God enter your body inside the womb and change it now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I don't have a title. I don't have a message exactly. It's not because I haven't been spending the hours. It is because I have been spending the hours that he can do whatever he wants. And if I came with a boatload of notes, it would be his will. But let's talk just a few minutes about the resurrection and the power of God getting you ready. I hope you spend this whole week with an emphasized consciousness of the power that was displayed through the resurrection. Hallelujah. These types of things and much more are scheduled. This is only beginning, says the Spirit of grace. Push in harder by your own election. Make choices continually because it's your authority, not my sovereignty, that brings about the eyewitness of what you are seeing. But I have many more. This in the Spirit is just an hors d'oeuvre to serve to you. Continually petition you and ask you as my dear sons and daughters to push back the flesh enough to go in behind the veil of the flesh. These things and much, much greater have I scheduled in this outpouring for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. worship you, Jesus. It's an incredible price that was paid, not only for our redemption, but for everything that we desire to have answered to be answered. Hallelujah. The same blood that washed you from your sins and made you a new creature in Christ is the same power. It's the same power that'll bring forth life-giving change to you personally in your natural physical body, and then give you the grace to be a catalyst for many, many others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You could go to Ephesians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Look at verse 10. Paul says this, to the intent that now, unto the principalities, chapter 3, verse 10. Did I tell you that? Principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And because of this, or for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might, that's dunamis or didymus power, by His Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, in your born-again spirit, in the inner man. That Christ would dwell in your heart by faith, and that you would be rooted and grounded in love. And I'm going to put this in there, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, that you'd know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Well, if we're ever going to have an outpouring of His Spirit, something that we call revival, it's going to have to come out of a place that was just described to us. And what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3. It's got to come out of this place where love begins to empower us for such a change that we go beyond who we are presently, where you are at, where I'm at personally, presently. Thank you, Jesus. Following him in pictures, and let me sit down for a moment just for the purpose of illustration. Okay. Mavis, you may want to adjust that camera to bring it down to where, I don't know where Marty has it set. Let me read this, what we just read. What are you doing, Pastor? Well, what I'm doing right now is I just sat down in what I would call the room of my life. Everything that I am as far as the circumference, the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, everything that I know as far as in my relationship with God, how much I know Him, how much that I know Him as in my relationship with others, how much of my prayers in my life for others and for myself and for my own home are really getting answered. This is my room. This is my space. This is my spiritual space. I'm trying to create an image for you and for me, for us to understand what Paul is talking about there. He's talking about God expanding us. He's telling us that really God wants to take us out of the box that we live in. And the only way that He can take us out of what our norm is, see, my norm might be different than your norm. You may have a greater norm. If you're getting, let's say, 20% or 30% of your prayers answered, thank God that we were able to do something. I don't take all the credit for that. We were praying together. But what I just heard was that's just hors d'oeuvre. That's just a beginning. But the only way that it can ever get to past, to where that these things are just every once in a while, is that we've got to break out of our box. We've got to break out of our norm. And so I'm not much of a graph man, but you could follow, every one of you could follow. Everybody still with me? All eyes here, please. All eyes here, because I've really got something to say. Really got something to say. You could graph your life, and you could see it's best not, because you'd probably get your face down in the mully grubs if you saw how much really was. If you could graft and say, this prayer got answered, that prayer got answered, based on how much prayer came in, how many prayer requests came in, and what you knew that you were asking God for and what needed to be done, you could graft it and you could see, well, only about 20% is getting answered. Maybe 30%. If you got up around 50% of all your prayers getting answered, you're probably getting way more than 90% of the body of Christ. So it's not like when you do pray that you had a good hair day and something got through, and then you had a bad hair day and something didn't get through, so that prayer got answered and this prayer. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not like you're up one day and down. It's who you are. The strength of who you are in your walk, which is on a continual plane,
dictates how much of those prayers are getting answered and not getting answered. Well, I can't go to any place other than my experience, this breadth, length, depth, and height, unless somebody comes and breaks me out of the box. Do you understand? See, in a certain way, because you don't have a prototype in front of you other than the Word, when we can all agree the Word is. But in a certain way, you are boxed in based on your experiences. I'm not only a helper to your liberty by prodding you along, I'm also a hindrance. You're a hindrance in the sense of the word. I'm a hindrance in the sense of the word. Is that none of us have broken out of the box that expands our experience. And so even those that have gone before me, I'm looking at them. Like you hear me say all the time, we don't have any place. We're not running anybody down. And those of you watching, anybody that's fasting and seeking God. But there's really nobody in the earth that you can go back to that even duplicates not only Christ, but what the apostles were doing. So everybody that I've ever been in contact with have helped me frame my world. They framed my experience. So outside of me reaching into the spirit realm, my soul just defaults mostly to critical things like, usually, critical things like, a Wilda don't make it. And unless I go or you go to a place where we begin to expand our box and break out of our box, nothing happens. It's just a norm. It'll just keep doing. But because we're people and creatures of experience and not and creatures that learn from our experiences, you are the sum total. I am the sum total except through Christ and Him breaking me out. I'm the sum total of every great man that I've ever watched, of every great woman that I've ever watched, of all the people around me and what we're getting done and what experiences. My experience of seeing things happen or not happen usually are framed into a box based on my experiences previously to that point. So I'm not able to begin to even at. Somebody said, well, I know what. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He is able to do exceeding abundantly, super abundantly, exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. Ha, ha, ha. I can tell you, I can ask for a bunch and I can imagine a bunch. That's not what he's talking about. In fact, that's quite an infantile kind of approach. I could ask for the moon. I could ask for everybody in the world to get saved. Everybody in the world's not going to get saved. There's almost 8 billion people, they're not going to get saved. In fact, the word bears out that most won't be ready, but we've got a great harvest. We're going to take a bunch of them. Well, what does it mean when he says he's able? What he's saying, he's able to expand your box. He's able to expand the world you're asking and thinking. It's not just the superficial, like I'm going to ask something frivolously, flippantly. And he's able to come and that's a sovereign. He's not talking about sovereignty. If he could come over and step into your world and sovereignly do something, he would. He just can't. Because you're locked into your own experience. You're a prisoner of your own self. In a certain sense, I apologize, but you're a prisoner of me. Because wherever I've been able to lead you and break you out of your box. But here we have the description. We have the absolute description of one that can come and invade our world and take us past experiences and take us past places that we've never been before. I'm sitting in my world. This is my world that 40-something years of praying has ever brought me to. But I know this. Do you remember? Do you remember Wednesday night when we saw the big explosion on the screen? At some point, I don't know when it is. I wish it was today. At some point, there's got to be some kind of explosion for us to go from where we're at to where he wants us to be.
Most of that's going to happen through what he describes here. Because there's going to be you and me and some of us, some of you women, some of you men, that'll stay into a place where he can come and break us out of our experience. Because our experience, present tense, has us limited. Let me read you out of the Amplified. Let me see what it says. Give me a minute. Here's the Amplified, starting in verse 14. For this reason, seeing the greatness of this plan by which you are built together in Christ, I bow my knees before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that Father, from whom all fatherhood takes its title and derives its name, may he grant you out of the rich treasures of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love, founded securely on love, that you may have the power and the strong and to be strong to apprehend and grasp with all saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. See, it's the experience. What is the breadth? Let me just say this. You understanding this, I'm going to sit back in my world. You having the revelation of what he's saying here and just saying, I got it. I get that won't break you out. You've got to have an experience. And the experience can't even come through you wanting it. You can't even want the experience. You've got to absolutely do something deliberately that comes, invades your world, and breaks you out of your experience so that you know what is the length, the breadth, the depth, the height. In other words, breaks you out, because we're all in a certain prison at this point. We're not in a prison. We're all free. Oh, no, no, no. We are to where we're at, but there's a ceiling on us. What's the ceiling? It's called experience. It's called unbelief. It's called flesh. You can't even... This is not just even a mortification, like I'm going to die more, get rid of more of me. Yes, it is part of that. But unless he comes and invades your world, well, how does he do that? Let's read on a little bit. That you really come to know practically through experience for yourself the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. In other words, you can't just say, I got it. No, okay, that won't get it. You're getting it, won't get it. I got it, won't get it. There's got to be more. There's got to be an experience. Through the experience of yourself, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge. Without experience, knowledge that goes past the knowledge that just is knowledge without an experience. That you may be filled through all your being, unto all the fullness of God, that you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Now to him who by, in consequence of, the action of his power that is at work, is at work within us, is able to carry. How is he able to do this? By the power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far above, far over, and above all that we dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers. Get this. He's able to do this.
But somebody said, well, my God, woo, people shout. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. No, wait a minute. He can, but he's not. He's not. He's not going to be able to. The only way that he can do it is through the power that is working in you. Not the power that has come to. It takes a power working. We're going to get there and just. It's higher than our prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, and dreams. And again, if you think that he's saying, oh, he can come and do higher than I can ask anything. And no, that's baby. That's rubbish. That's baby stuff. That's how babies think. That's how he's talking about something personal to us. He's talking about the room. See, I don't know. My room has the reason why they're not backed up all the way to 29 or all the way to 82 and going out of town is I'm not even going to incriminate you. My room, my cube has not expanded that far yet. Some of it's been me dying. A lot of it's been my experience. He wants to change that. He can blow up one man or one woman's cubicle to where it expands and blows into a whole region. A whole region. Well, how does he do it? To him be glory in the church in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. Let me go to the Greek here for a second and read this out of the Greek. We started in 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. What's the word might? We already know what that is. Okay. It's dunamis, explosive power. You shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When I got born again, I'll stand up for a minute. When I got born again, I got the power to stop sinning. Okay, now I can walk around with a born again spirit and stop sinning for the rest of my life. But when I got born again, I didn't get the power to cause a revival. That has to come from somebody else. That's Didymus power, and it comes from him coming into me and bringing me to a place where all my experience that I've known, I've seen some miracles. Man, I've seen Pastor Dave do some miracles. I've had some miracles. I've had gifts of miracles come on me. Two or three times there's been some real significant things taking place here. That's wonderful. But that's very limited. In other words, what I have seen with my eyes, except I expand this through the Spirit, I'm always going to be limited to that experience. Didymus has got to come invade my world. Well, how does it do it? It says here, he says that he would grant you according to the riches. Let me make sure I'm okay. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth, verse 15, heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might, Didymus power, by his Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, and that you would be rooted and grounded in love, that's agape. And that you, I'm putting some of this in here myself, that you would be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. And that you would know, what's he talking about? He's talking about an expansion. He's talking about us breaking free. I'm my own prisoner to this point based on, now I'm free, and I have not led you into bondage, but a lot of you think, based on what you see in my life, is whether you don't think this out loud, or what I've seen in Pastor Dave's life, or any other men's, that's our experience. So in many cases, we don't expect more because we haven't seen more. And even when you ask, sometimes it's frivolous asking because it's just asking out of your mind because something has not come and fed that part of you that has the capacity to break out of the box and give you a place where when you ask, you receive, because now your room is not just a 6 foot square, it's a 20 foot, it's a 30 foot, it covers an acre, it goes from 30, 60 to 100 fold. Revelation on this and saying, I got the revelation, that's good. You got to have more than the revelation. Something's got to feed that inner man. According to what? He says this. It passes knowledge that you might be filled with the fullness of God. That sounds like revival, doesn't it? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh. See what worketh. In ergio is how you pronounce it. It means to be active, efficient, to do, to be mighty and showing forth a work effectual. It comes from another word, in erges. In erges means to be active, operative, effectual, powerful. That's rooted in one more word, ergon, which means this, to toil. This power has to be toiling. It has to be spinning. It has to be agitating. It has to be, I think of a washing machine. In other words, you're not going to break out of this box and get to 40, 50, 60 unless there's something toiling, unless this dunamis is toiling. Your revelation that it will work doesn't, it only works according to the power, the dunamis that is, in other words, whatever, if you're plugged into this. Do you know a way, Pastor, to deliberately, just deliberately on my worst day, begin to break out of my, yes, I do. I can plug in. This is a deliberate illustration according to the power that's working. Not according to the power that, listen, you this way, not according to the power that I've come to. It doesn't say that. According to the power that is working in you. If it's a power that I come to, then I graduate. I don't know how I got there. I just got. No, it's not a power. It didn't say a power that I come to. It's a power that is at work in me. So that power that is at work in me can eventually set me free from. It can set me free from the. I'm not a bondage to you. Neither are you a bondage to me. But in a certain sense, according to experience, if I was hanging around some of you dead raisers, if you'd have had four or five up till now that you'd raised from the dead, and I hung out with you, I'd have probably caught on. If several of you had already broken past in your box, in your world, to a place where you'd come to the hospital and got 15 or 20 out, if I hung around you, it'd rub off. My box would expand, my experience, my natural experience. Well, none of us, we've all been kind of stalemated. We've all been to each other's helpers. And also our bondage, because of according to experience. But I know a way, and you know a way. This is why it's important that not only are you going, that you're going as you're praying in tongues, that every once in a while you sit down, not every once in a while, I'm talking about once in a while, several times a day if you possibly can. You need a deliberate, well, I pray in tongues as I go. That's wonderful. You'll never have the experience like you should, unless you sit down. Some would say, well, I'm saved. Wonderful. Salute you. Stay saved. Don't go to hell. I'm begging. I'm pleading. I'm taking some forms here. Here's some applications for revival. Will you come and help us sign these forms? All I'll hold you to is that if once a day or a few times a day you plug into the light socket or plug in, sit down and begin to pray the mysteries. Well, it's all for me. Oh, no, it'll get past you. It'll get past you to a place where it begins to pray for this outpouring. It'll get past 30, 60, and 100-fold. It'll expand your world into a place where your world becomes an experience for somebody else, and they'll reach out and say, I want some of that. I want some of that. I want some of that. You'll expand their world. I'm not being mean to myself. I'm just, and I don't want to be over dramatic. I apologize that I'm not further along. I apologize that my experience up till now has not solicited from you to say, my God, if he's got it, I don't know what it took for him to get it, but I'll sure go there. I'll fast and pray. According to the power that worketh. That word goes down to a simple word that means toiling. It means something that is agitating inside of you. It's stirring inside of you. I plugged in. How do you feel? I don't feel anything, but something is happening inside of me. I am deliberately expanding my world so that when I ask, my asking is not just 30-fold, 60-fold. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above, superimposed above all that I ask or think. It's not, again, this, if you believe like we've thought, sometimes we'll take you over there and Davy can teach you, and she's doing a good job with the little ones. I can ask for anything, and we can just ask for, stop being silly. Just bring it down to where we live. What we're asking for is a revival. What we're asking for is change, that when we lay these hands, they get healed first time, every time, all the time. And every time we ask, that our asking is superimposed with a faith, an absolute faith that reaches beyond our present experience and takes us into a place where it's no longer the cubicle that we once lived in. It's an absolute place from glory to glory to glory. We're going there, aren't we? We're going there. Can we just worship? Would you go and let's just worship a little bit? Mahala karese diatala. Ma karese diate karese diata. Stand with us. Balahole mandia la karese de. Plug into the power. Plug into the power. Plug into the place. And I can tell you, for your revivalist, some of you, we try to go light. But the best thing that some of you can do is sit down. See how long you can last, 2, 3, 4 hours, just sitting there praying the mysteries. Turn your phone off, unless you've got an emergency. And just turn, for God's sake, one of us, well, that's your job. No, please, beat me. Do some. One of us break through. It'll expand our world. Some of us, a lot of us together are going to break through. But you know what? 30 minutes works. It's a toil. It's that ergo, the end, that I think is the last word we looked at. It's a toiling. It's agitating. In you, it's not an agitation, but it's a working, it's a toiling inside of you. I only got 30 minutes a day. Spend that 30 minutes. It'll expand your world so that you're asking, thinking, seeking, knocking, everything changes. It changes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lead us. Lead us in something. We worship you. Just close your eyes, no one looking around for the privacy of everyone. Just, you're watching today. If you do not know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, if you've not received Him, you say, well, I received Him a long time ago. Well, are you still walking?
Are you following Christ? He wants you. He loves you. He paid an ultimate price. Even went to hell for you. Suffered. If you're here today or you're watching today and you're not sure that you know Jesus as your Lord, personal Savior, if you said, well, if I said, are you going to heaven? Well, I hope so. You can know so. Well, I think I am. Well, how do you think you are? Because I'm trying to do good. I'm sorry. That's good that you're trying to do good, but that won't get you there. Only a trust, an absolute trust, which says, Jesus, you paid the price for my sins. You shed your blood for me. And I receive that sacrifice as an atonement for my sin. If I ask you to forgive me, then what you did applies for me. And that I'll be changed and I'll have eternal life and I'll have the gift of eternal salvation. If that's you, male or female, boy or girl, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray for everyone in this room. If there's anyone that's watching, please, and you don't know the Lord, if there's anyone here that you're not sure and you want me to include you in on this prayer, just lift your hand. Anybody that says, I'm not sure, please pray for me. I'm not sure. Those that are you watching, this is your opportunity. He loves you so much. And everyone in here, he loves you so much. This is why we do what we do. This is why we have service to pray for you. So I'm going to pray this prayer. And I'm going to ask that everybody pray it together. If you're here this morning and you're not sure, it's very important that you pray this and really mean it. Really, really mean it. Let's say this together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus, my Lord. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins and wash me in the blood of Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, I receive Christ as my Lord and Savior. I make a commitment to follow Him and to serve God, to turn to righteousness and forsake evil. If I do sin, I'll ask you to forgive me and I will go on with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we sing the song one more time just in worship? Hallelujah. As we close this service in just a little bit, if there's anyone in here that you don't speak in tongues, you say, I know, I understand what you were talking about, that if I will sit and pray in tongues, that God's power will work in me. It's a deliberate way for God's power to be working, toiling inside of me for the purpose of expanding my world and bringing me to more. If you don't speak in tongues, please, as we dismiss, come up and we'll pray for you, and you will. If you don't speak in tongues and you're watching, I'm going to pray right now. I'm going to release the power of God. Maybe somebody in the room is next to you. If you're there and you don't speak in tongues, just lift your hand. Somebody there where you're at that does speak in tongues will pray over you, pray with you as I pray. Release the power of God. And as I do, you're going to feel, if you want to be filled, you're going to feel like somebody is maybe put an electrical charge on your mouth or on your tongue. And you feel like something is floating up, words on the inside to your mind. The faith is just to speak those words. And that'll be the Holy Ghost priming the pump, starting to bring forth His baptism out of your spirit, out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, right now I release the power of God. If there's anyone in here that needs to be filled, that they'll come up. But anyone watching, we release the power of God to them right now. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Receive the glory of the Lord into your spirit. Begin to speak the mysteries of God and allow the Holy Ghost to flow up inside of your spirit and come out your mouth. This is an eternal baptism. You'll have it the rest of your life. We receive it, Lord, with them. We release that to them right now. And as we're doing that, let the healing virtue of the Lord flow through bodies. Lord, in this room and those that are watching, Lord, expand our world, expand our faith, expand our place of expectation. We've expected too little. Our expectation level has been so small. Help us to come to a place like we've never been before, where we expect more and believe more. We release the power of God to you now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, bless those that are watching today and bless those that are here. May we celebrate this week with your power and your grace. If you need to be filled, as we dismissed, Harry will play for just a moment to see if anybody, and then if not, consider yourself. I bless you in the name of Jesus. May the power of God rest over your lives and over your week. In Jesus' name, and we'll be here tonight at 6 to pray. Let's be faithful to tonight, because over the next few weeks, we'll probably have some off time during our Sunday nights. So next week is Easter, and then some of us will be gone the following week. So hallelujah. We'll see you here tonight to pray, just to sit and pray. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.